You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, just come before your throne, washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. Make me a quick understanding so I do not judge by what I see with my eyes or hear with my ears, but by what your Holy Spirit reveals to me. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence and ask you to be Lord over this ministry and all that is done here. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to anoint this time of prayer and ministry. We claim the blood of Jesus over this session for our protection. We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord here and that this is holy ground. We take authority in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood and word and command all evil spirits to leave this property now. We claim this room sealed in the name and authority of Jesus. We bind and forbid any evil spirits on the outside from having any knowledge or influence in this room. We thank you that the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. We thank you that you have the right to adjust, to shift, to change, to move, to do whatever is necessary to bring forth your glory, your power, your might, your dominion, your increase, your peace, your victory. In every area of our lives, and we just thank you, Father, in advance. that I speak your word with all boldness, the signs and wonders and the miraculous would be manifest as a result of your word going forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. First John 4:18. I know it's not on the script. How many of you guys was at happy hour? I'm going to get back to that in a moment. Let's read this together. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So God gave me a revelation years ago. He said, Paul, any area of our life that we don't have victory in, that's because we haven't received his love in that area. So in counseling, all I do is I take you to his love in that area. And when you see his love, you get transformed. So you can say, anytime I have a deficit or a wound or area that I don't have victory in, all I have to do is discover his love in that area. Because see, wherever there's fear, there's punishment. I deserve this. So I'm telling you to tell you this, because what happened at happy hour was incredible. It was a song. With just one look, everything changes. I'm captivated. I'll never be the same with just one look. And as Jasmine and Ashley have been singing that song over time, what happened was the Holy Spirit said, when you come to the end of this series about blind spots, that he says, I'm going to heal people's blind spots when they take a look at me. So no step one, step two, step three. The step is we're going to take a look at him and give him those blind spots, and he's going to bring healing to it. Because see, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out lack, disappointments, resentment, bitterness. What else y'all want to throw at? Worthlessness. Perfect love does that. So I got some testimonies that I want to take this time, because these testimonies, I mean, his presence was just here. I mean, it was just here. He just act up. I mean, he just like, y'all just sit down, be quiet, okay? Can we play Rosalind? Rosalind was not able to be here today, but she called me up. I was telling Rosalind, I got to get off the phone. I got an appointment. But Pastor. Can you play it? Okay.
Hi, Pastor. It's me, Rosalind. Just wanted to call and leave you a message about happy hour on Wednesday. Oh my goodness. It was absolutely so, so beautiful. I was a few minutes late getting there. I guess I got there maybe 7:15, and I opened the front door. And when I opened the front door, I could feel or hear like a rumble or a bass. Can't explain it. And I was thinking to myself, oh my goodness, what's going on in there today, tonight? And I was just thinking, wow, Spencer's doing his thing tonight. just knowing that he was on sound. And I opened up the second door, and Pastor, my goodness, it was such an excitement and such a, I can't wait to get in there. I saw Corey laying out on the floor. He had his shoes off. I ran into the restroom real quickly, like just an excitement, like hurry, hurry, hurry. Something is happening. Something is going on. I got to the door, and my goodness, Jazz's voice was just absolutely so beautiful, so peaceful, so the whole atmosphere was absolutely so beautiful. I looked over at Spencer as I was walking in. He was in tune. He was doing his thing, not looking up, but he was just like, you could see him moving his hands. Like, you know, he was so engaged. And I was walking over to a chair, and I was thinking to myself, how can anyone still be sitting down in here? So I just entered in. And it was just so, so beautiful. And I'm like, praise and worship is still going on. And at this time, it had to be 7:20. I don't know. And that's when you called up people who needed or wanted a clean slate. And it was absolutely so, 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 so sweet, so beautiful. And I've been singing that song and listening to that song, Most Beautiful, all day. So the atmosphere was so, if you want more, just enter in. If you want to, you know, it was just unexplainable. And of course, I was one of the ones that came up and said, you know, me, I want a clean slate. And all day today, I've been hearing you rip the page off. It's like I can hear the sound of a page ripping, and then I can just see a blank piece of paper. And then with all the love in your eyes, it was just, Roz, receive this. This is your time. This is this. And it was just the sweetest, most beautiful service. My goodness. It was just so sweet. I was talking to Latrice today. And we both were going back and forth. You remember this, remember this, remember that. Well, how about this? Well, how about that? And then just remembering her saying, you know, what she got from the Lord was an upside down triangle. Oh, my goodness. Her standing at that point and just looking out. This is my variation, but just looking out and just seeing where it's just open doors of opportunity. It's like it's just open. Is yours for the taking. And then just to hear Cheryl say that Latrice, Jesus would be the spackle, not that he would spackle up the holes, but him being the spackle.
And just share it from your perspective, because it happened to you. Y'all can do this in 3 minutes, right? Amen. Ed, I like you lights.
Like Rosalind said, it was some of the most profound feelings that I've ever experienced. All of you have heard some of my testimonies in the past couple of months, and I know that God is just continuing to bless me, and I feel his love continually. But the other day, it was truly like, here I stood, and I could see just unlimited land possibilities, just whatever I wanted, God had for me. I could feel the love and the reassurance of that, and it was so profound and comforting at the same time, and rejuvenating, because when you've been in a mindset that I've been in, and then to receive all of this love and vision, I just thank God for giving it to me. I thank the Holy Spirit for revealing and speaking to me, and it was just one of the most beautiful days. If you were not here for happy hour, you will still receive, because you know where we live, what type of church this is, and the anointing that's on Pastor. But Thursday was magnificent.
So. Amen. Next.
Thursday was awesome. It was. The anointing in here was so strong, like never before. It's been strong before, but not like that, because I got knocked off my feet. And usually I try to be in a little control, but there was no control there. Not I got knocked off my feet. It was like the breath of the Spirit. It took my breath away for a second, and then I was given like a new breath, a renewing. And all I saw, I wasn't, I wanted to explain when I said I was energized. What I meant was there was like an energy force that was going around me, that was taking around me that I didn't sense before. It was just awesome. I was on the floor. I couldn't get up. I know a lot of time went by, but I don't know, because, you know, when you're under that anointing, you lose the thought of time. Mm-hmm. And everything was going on around me, and I could hear it, but I couldn't get up. And then I wanted to get up, and then I heard Pastor said, no, let her stay down. And she's not finished. And even after that, I still couldn't get up until almost the service was almost over. And then I had to slowly walk to my chest. I just need to walk. I'll try to walk it out. I'll try to walk. Even after that, Friday when I went home, I mean Thursday after I left and I went home, I sat in my chair, using my recliner, and I didn't know what to do. I said, I can't turn the TV on. I wasn't quite ready to go to sleep. I just sat there. I said, okay, Lord, what? I've seen that happen to other folks, but never to me, never, ever. It was just awesome. That's what I'm going to say, y'all. It was just awesome. If you were there, you missed it.
Amen.
It was quite an experience. God, he came in there. I don't even remember. Pastor didn't even touch me.
Nope.
So, you know, you don't always have to have that point of touch as long as the whole, Holy Spirit touched you. He did. That's all I got to say. It was awesome.
All right, next.
So, I know y'all know I have problems with letting things go. And the Holy Spirit just started ministering to me about let it go. Get rid of all of it. Throw it away. And I was shaken, crying, very upset. And the Lord is like, no, this is supposed to be peaceful. And then he started showing me what happened in my office earlier that day. There are holes on the wall. You know, they need to be repaired. And the guy said, oh, yeah, we'll get some spackle and fill that in. And God showed me that. And he said, all those holes, all the empty spots in your life, all the damage, I am your spackle. So God is filling in every place. And, I mean, Dana was crying for a different reason. I was crying because I was happy. It was awesome.
Chloe, anybody else?
So I'm glad somebody shared. The anointing was so strong that even on Friday I could feel it. I was in Elwood Thompson, and for whatever reason, some church people decided they were going to have a meeting in there to talk about each other. and I put my earphones in. I was trying to do payroll. I was like, okay, got to do this. But I could feel the anointing. I was like, man. It probably didn't lift till later, but I just wanted to show you all a visual of what the Holy Spirit gave me. So, all right, so the Holy Spirit showed me God taking my feet and placing them in the step that he had for me. So that scripture where it says, every place where the sole of your feet shall tread, I had never seen God literally moving my feet in the direction that he wanted me to go. And then thanks to Ms. Brenda, the next day, I had a conversation with the millionaire. Okay. And we have an appointment to talk about real estate investment. And I was like, Lord, you keep doing it. Yesterday, somebody called me. They said, well, and I shared with them. I said, as a single woman, I was holding on to this thing of I can't go but so far because, God forbid, I meet this guy and he's like, oh, you don't really need me because you already. And he was like, no, the type of man that you don't want is that person who's going to say, you know. You're not going but so far. So he said, I want to introduce you to this doctor who has bought up all these homes. She's a single woman. I think you guys would really connect. So the Thursday, was like the kickoff of the rest of the weekend. So I appreciate it.
Amen.
Well, can I share something else that you got?
No. She didn't share it.
Okay. Anyway, it was amazing, and the Lord gave me this idea to not have any lyrics on the screen. So every Thursday, she'll text me. She's like, okay, who's singing? What are the songs? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no lyrics. Shell was like, huh? Like, you know, like, hmm? She's like, so you're going to be humming? I was like, no, it's going to be a song that everybody knows already. So the Lord gave me this song. I found this YouTube video of these, excuse me, called Worship Mob. And they did a compilation of Alpha and Omega, God, You're So Good, Here I Am to Worship. So when service started, I asked everyone to come to the front so we could be together and to focus on Him. There was no lyrics on the screen. And I just want to say to the congregation, y'all really entered in. And that's what also helped it go to another level.
Amen. Curly, you got it. I want you to share yours.
Question.
Do y'all remember what the question was?
At the end, he asked us a question. What was the question, guys? You remember? It was something about the, just one look. What was, so he had us close our eyes and ask God to show us the just one look. And so he showed me the world, and the world was spinning around on his axle. And like he looked back at the world and I wasn't in it. And then he put me in it and said, now it's good.
Yeah, amen. That was awesome. Miss Candace, go ahead. And then we got this young lady right here, Miss Teresa. And then we'll go ahead and start the service, part two.
Okay, so came up when Pastor asked who wants a clean slate. And the ripping of the paper off of the easel board, the sound of it and the look of it. And he said, can you find your past in that? I said, I don't see. I was thinking to myself, I don't see it. And then I don't think anybody was behind me to catch me, but I didn't feel any effects of it. I just realized, well, after the fact, oh, nobody was behind me. And it was just that that powerful. And so the Holy Spirit had me laughing on the floor because I fell for the okie doke for so many years. And the okie doke was that I was looking at myself through somebody else's eyes. Somebody that I trusted, somebody that was close to me, I've been looking at myself through their eyes. And I was laughing like, golly, you know, you fell for the okie doke. Okay, so now you see yourself through God's eyes. Now that's like a rekindling type thing right now, because, you know, I don't see all of it just yet, but He's showing me bits and pieces and still like just downloading bits and pieces of what that is. To me. So I was freed from looking at myself through somebody else's eyes.
So happy hour Thursday. A couple years back, I was being counseled by Pastor Morgan, and I was expressing to him in my counseling session something that had happened, something that I had done as a child that wasn't right. And after he counseled me, and after counseling me, what I saw was white sheets in my backyard hanging on the clothesline. I don't know if you all are familiar with that. So I'm probably telling my age, but anyway, that's how I grew up. We had a clothesline in the backyard that we hung clothes with, clothespins. So. Anyway, so that was just a place of peace for me, those white sheets. And I got healed and delivered right there in his living room with that situation that I had done as a child. So that day, happy hour, when we prayed and he asked us what we saw. What I saw was a row, just a continuous row of white sheets on the clothesline in my backyard. And I got the word pure. So it was like I was just, everything in my life has just been cleaned and wiped away that, you know, from my past. So, yeah.
That forgiveness created a lot of challenges for y'all. Say y'all. Y'all. But I tell you, when I started teaching on blind spots, boy, that triggered some stuff, okay? So, guys, what I'm about to share, the things I'm about to talk about, so these are answers to questions that people might have asked. So I'm not picking on nobody. I'm just, I want to make sure you get it. Say get it. Okay. All right. So what I picked up on, I think it was Sunday service, last Sunday, was that people think that blind spots can be good. Say no, they can't. That's why it's a blind spot. Okay. So I got a video that I want to show you so you get an understanding of blind spots. The car you want to watch is, you can do it, Nicole. See the white car down there? So put this down. Blind spots equal accidents. If you need pen and paper, just slip up your hand. We got pen and papers available. Blind spots equal accidents. So if you got a blind spot in your life, that means it can cause what? Trouble. Okay? All right, everybody got that? So are blind spots good?
No.
Okay. So are we going to ask that? Okay. All right. All right, so let's go to the first slide. Who got a mic? Audra, can you read this for us?
Personal traits or aspects we don't even know about that may limit the way we act, react, behave, or believe that limit our effectiveness.
So what does that mean? Blind spots are traits that we don't know about that limit our act, our reaction, our behavior, and our beliefs that limit our effectiveness. That's what blind spots are. Okay? Everybody got that? Now, how many of you guys got your blind spots? Y'all ask somebody about your blind spots. Okay? All right? So where I'm about to go, I need you to put these things into those blind spots. Okay? Everybody follow me? How many of you guys need a blind spot to find out what it is? See, one. You good? You listening? Okay. She said, don't mess with me. Don't mess with my discount. What's that lady say? What's that lady say on the commercial? Don't mess with my discount. Sister said, don't mess with my discount. All right? So y'all ready? So just those that haven't gotten one, close your eyes. Not the ones that got one. Don't go get no more. Okay? You got it? Okay. So repeat after me. Those that did not. Repeat after me. Holy Spirit, would you mind showing me my blind spot? I know I was disobedient by not doing the assignment, but I repent. Show me the blind spot. And just lift up your hand once he does. Give me some music back there, guys. And just lift up your hand once he shows you. Okay, I see you. Yeah, that was it. Don't try to push it away. You can put your hand down. You got yours back there? Okay. Right. Not you. You made it clear. I'm with you. I'm with you, sister. I'm with you. All right? And the person who thought they didn't receive, just say, it's a lie. Your word says that if I ask, I'll receive. If I seek, I'll find. If I knock, it's open unto me. So I choose to see. And just shut your eyes. It's either going to be an image or vision, or word. Okay. All right, let's go. So this was the video show, right? Blind spot equals what? Let's read this. Now, the assignment was to ask somebody. Say somebody.
Somebody.
What was your blind spot? And I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, what's going on with this? You are not asking them so they can grow. You are asking them so you can grow. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So if I don't know a blind spot exists, and if I ask you and I get offended, then I didn't grow. But the whole reason was to ask somebody so you could grow. You follow me? Everybody got it? So who's supposed to grow? So questions before the blind spot. So I realized I needed to revisit this so that we could move on. So we understood the one, what am I afraid to know? I gave y'all two or three. I gave y'all three questions, right? Okay. All right. Anybody feel comfortable sharing how you looked at that one once you found out what your blind spot was? I got one here. Now, just take, remember, these are multiple questions that came up. So there's no specific person. These were multiple questions as Curly and I talk or interact with people. They were asking these questions.
My blind spot was having to know everything.
Having to know everything, okay.
And my fear was that people would find out that I'm not smart.
Okay, okay. Appreciate your honesty. Mm-hmm. You feel comfortable with the next one?
Sure.
Okay.
That I may not be smart.
Okay, okay. All right.
So what's the one thing I least want to accept that I could actually not be smart?
Okay, appreciate your honesty. Yeah. Anybody else want to take these two? I got one in the back. Sharon?
My blind spots were, there were several of them, that I complicated things. I asked too many questions. I was too serious. And that I shut people down when they trying to explain things to me.
Okay. All right.
And what am I afraid to know?
And you can just pick one of those. Which one do you want to pick?
I'm afraid to know that I am being misunderstood.
Okay, I'm being misunderstood. Okay, all right.
That I don't make myself clear.
Okay, okay.
And then what's the one thing that I least want to accept? That I don't have to do everything right.
Okay, okay, all
right. And
how freeing is that, Sharon?
It's freeing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a process.
Okay.
But right. It definitely is freeing.
Okay.
Once I came to the realization that is an issue.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And the third one.
Oh, you want it?
If I accept this truth, now what? And I said that.
Go ahead and feel it.
If I accept truth, then all I have to do is acknowledge that it is a problem, okay, and that it is something that I desire to work on,
okay,
and make it right.
Okay.
And so I said that I would just ask Holy Spirit to replace in me,
okay,
what he wants me to be, okay, as opposed to being what the blind spot said that I was.
Okay. So Sharon, what is hitting you so hard with that? Go ahead and feel it. It's okay.
Sometimes the truth hurts.
Okay, the truth hurts. How many of y'all experienced that? The truth hurt. I just want you to look around and see that you're not by yourself. I can do it like this. But the only thing I want to adjust is I don't want you to have to work on it. Okay, you guys just finished the lesson, and deliverance is coming. Fair enough. If you waited all this time, surely y'all wait a few more weeks. But it's not adding one more thing to your plate; it's taking things off your plate so that you can rest. See, perfect love casts out all fear. So the bottom line is, when he came, he took away effort, and he gave us rest. So we operate a lot better when we rest as he changes us. See, religion says, I got to do this, 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 and this. Relationship says, I'm here to empower you. That's what's grace. Grace is God's empowerment to change. So a lot of times we think it's our empowerment to change. It's God's empowerment to change us. And all we got to do is be willing. All Nicole did was allow him to put a foot in a different position. Okay? All right, so I want these questions to open enlighten you. All right? Check this out. Did I have a challenge receiving because of the person? If yes, What blind spot do I have against them? Can I get a sword? You're going to hear the sword of the spirit in a minute. Just hold on a second. It's coming. All right? Anybody want to share with that? You don't have to call names. Anybody want to share that they had a challenge receiving from the person because it was that person? All right? I got one here. Give me a mic here and here.
I asked a friend of mine, and what she shared with me was when we go out to eat,
okay,
she was hinting that she wanted to taste my food, but I never let her have my food.
Okay.
I never gave her any. Uh-huh. And
what did you say? Get your own food. That's why we out there dinner. But anyway, I'm sorry.
And the reason I didn't receive it, because this particular person, I will offer her food. Or what? So if I get something, and I'm like, oh, this is good, and she's like, ooh, that's nasty. I don't want that.
Okay.
But then she decides, well, you look like you're enjoying it, so let me have one.
Okay.
You can have one.
Okay.
Oh, can I try another one?
Okay.
Sure, have another one. And then by the time you know it, you're going to eat half the food.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, I mean, it's like, if you want some, I will buy you your own.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, but in this particular instance that she shared with me, it was like, why didn't you just ask me for a piece?
Okay, I got you.
You know,
okay.
But yeah, it was like, you know, I know her profile.
Okay.
So kind of, that's why I didn't want to receive it.
Okay. So what's the blind spot you have against her? Go ahead.
Well, mine was a little more humbling in terms of I was at work and my boss was meeting with me, Supervisor Aaron. He was meeting with me and he pulled me in the office and he was telling me about how he was really proud of me and I'd been working hard and he was looking at trying to consider saving money so that he could give me and my two of my other coworkers a raise. Thank you, God, because I've been praying about that.
Okay.
I've been praying about that thing for about a year. And I was afraid to come to him about it, but I feel like God kind of put us in that because he was supervising me at the time. And he said, I want to share something with you, but I hope you can be open to receive it because it's only to help you grow and be a better case manager. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Here you come, huh?
So I was a little nervous, but he said, you're doing really well with the residents, but I want you to stop being mom to them.
Okay. Okay.
And I was kind of like, okay. I said, what do you mean? I asked him, I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, you're there to support them, but you're not there to enable. And he said, I love your nurturing spirit. You have a nurturing spirit, but sometimes that can get in the way. He said, your strength can be your weakness.
Okay.
And I didn't, at first I was embarrassed, but then I received it because it's something that my other supervisor told me before Aaron became my, I said, so it's a pattern. This is a pattern. I have to work on not being enabling or having people be codependent.
Okay.
But it was difficult to receive because I felt embarrassed. It was coming from my supervisors.
Okay. All right. Appreciate your honesty. Guys, you know, one way to manage your emotions, y'all ready for this? Just say how you feel. So if you feel embarrassed, you wish your manager, wow, what you said, I really feel embarrassed by that. So you just slapped what the devil meant for you to carry on all day. How long did you carry that?
Half an hour.
Half an hour. I don't believe it, but anyway. Half an hour. So just slap what he mean for you to be tormented by. And you can say it in front of the person. I mean, they told you. What were you feeling? Embarrassed? God, man, I really feel embarrassed by that. Boy, you really hit me with that one. Just say it. It's okay. Y'all try it. Some of y'all try it. Others won't. But anyway, all right. You got one?
Question. Our blind spots were supposed to be something we didn't know about ourselves.
Exactly. It operates subconsciously.
Okay. Okay.
Did you ask somebody?
Yes, I asked people.
Okay.
I asked three people. You know, I wanted to know, you know, how consistent they were going to be.
Ooh.
Let me answer that.
Hold on a second. I'll come back to you. Hold on a second. Can I get you to come up for a second? I want you to stand right here. Over that way. Keep going. You stand over here. And Faith, let me have you stand in front. Just go right down there. What do you see? Okay. All right. Who said my angel? So would her perspective be different than hers and hers? So when you ask three different people, you're going to get three different perspectives, because where she was looking from was this side. Where he's looking from is this side. Where she's looking from is this side. So those three things won't be consistent based off the fact that each person is seeing you from a different perspective. Fair enough? So don't look for it to be consistent.
I think I shared last week. One person, I think, is a little angry at me about something. So that's where her thing came from.
Okay.
Pretty sure about that.
Okay.
So I just wanted to confirm that the blind spot is what we don't know
what
about.
What you don't know about. Anybody else got any questions? Other questions about the blind spot? Might come your way. In the teaching, have I said, you got to fix it. Okay.
So I was a hard-headed one, and I just didn't mind.
Hard-headed, okay.
Yes. So now who I'm, I don't have nobody to be upset with, because I got mine from the Holy Spirit, but I feel some kind of way about it.
Oh, you do? So you're mad at him? Yeah. What does he know, right?
I mean, yeah.
All right. So tell him. Say Holy Spirit?
Holy Spirit.
I'm kind of mad about this thing. Just wanted you to know. We'll talk about it later. Fair enough. See how easy that was?
But maybe it wasn't the Holy Spirit, because...
Here come. Monica, did you hear that? Maybe it wasn't the Holy Spirit.
Okay. It might not be a blind spot.
Huh?
So I got my blind spot.
Girl, what are you laughing for? And what you grinning for?
I think I don't have one. Is that a blind spot?
I'm going to let the congregation answer that one. So the one the Holy Spirit gave you was hard-headed, right? I mean, that's what he said. That's what you said earlier, right?
No, I said I was hard-headed because you said those of you who didn't do it were disobedient. Okay. So I was disobedient.
Okay.
But what I got was, he said, if it was him, said, you think you don't have a blind spot. Okay. So that's the problem.
Okay. All right. Okay. 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 That's a blind spot. you picked a fine time to come. All right, go ahead.
All right, so if the blind spots are something we don't know about ourselves, and I think that the blind spot I thought I had is not a blind spot.
Okay. Did you ask anybody?
I did. Okay. And they said sometimes you get angry and you lash out on the people or things, in this case the dog,
okay,
that I shouldn't lash out on.
Okay.
So I already know that, mm-hmm, that I do that, so that's not a blind spot. So now I'm not sure what my blind spot is.
Okay. All
so.
Right. Okay. All right. Appreciate the honesty. So go deeper than why you lash out at the dog and not the people. See, you just want to go deeper. It's in the rim, but are you willing to look at it? You follow me?
Similar to Tamika, my blind spot is also hard-headedness. Okay.
She shifted up.
Okay. Well, I was gonna give her some pointers, because okay. If that's what he said, I'll always tell Holy Spirit, well, that ain't the case. I'm always back and forth with him. So when you said that, I was, oh, we in the same boat, but since you in another boat, then that's fine. but can you run from a blind spot?
That's why I'm teaching on this now. Because I thought this was going to be a 4-week. We on week number 5, and we hadn't even got to stuff. Yeah, so what'd you talk about running from? Yes, ma'am.
I asked someone about my blind spot.
Okay.
And can you call it a blind spot when they tell you, and you already know that's what it is?
It's not a blind spot. I mean, you can be acknowledging certain things about this, and when they share it with you, might not be surprised by it, then that's not a blind spot. Yeah. Blind spot is something you had no clue about. Yeah, yeah. Once again, that's why it's a what? Okay? It's not a peep spot, you know, where you peeping a little bit of it. Oh, I got a little bit of this. Go ahead.
Okay, so I didn't have problems accepting... from the people.
Okay.
I asked four people.
Okay.
And they all were kind of consistent. One said I didn't realize that I was beautiful,
okay,
according to societal standards. And one said I don't recognize my greatness.
Okay.
Somebody said I was a know-it-all. And somebody says I'm not confident in my abilities.
Okay, all right. Which one did you have the most trouble receiving?
That I was a know-it-all.
Why did I ask her that? Did y'all hear her tone change when she read that one? How many of y'all heard her tone change? They think I'm a know-it-all. Everything changed. Everything else was smooth. And then she just went there. No, so that's the one she disagreed. That's the one I would look at then. Okay, fair enough?
Yes. All right,
appreciate y'all. All right, next question. Did I have a challenge receiving because that person has the same issues? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Y'all talk to me. Jeff?
Can you refresh my memory? Did you tell us how many people we needed to ask?
You shouldn't have asked more than
right.
one, at
so,
most two.
So why are people trying to overwhelm themselves by asking multiple people and figuring
well,
out they
have to? Well, if you are, let's say, for example, if you didn't like this answer, then maybe if I ask her, I get a different answer. And then I ain't like her answer, so I'm going to talk to him. Yeah, that could be. Not saying it was, but it could be. And then some of us, you know, we think more is better. But what I want to do is I want to take us to a place of rest where we realize we are more effective when we rest and do. All right, so how many had that? The person that came to you, I dare you come up to me. You're doing the same. Freaking not cussing, is it? Is it?
No.
Okay. It's close? What, it's close? Okay, gateway. Okay. Anybody have this challenge? We're going to still talking to the Holy Spirit, Tamika. Holy Spirit, by the way, you got the same issue. Who are you? All right. Which one, Ed? Did I have a challenge receiving because the person has the same issues? Because, see, the main thing, what I had hoped would happen was it stayed in family, in-house, where you would ask people in-house. But I didn't want to give that instruction because that's on you, but that's what I'd hoped would take place. All right? Because some of y'all don't trust each other in the house. Am I lying on people? Okay, all right. Y'all got it? Okay. Did you get it, Ed? Okay. Are we shocked by the blind spot because we believe we're perfect? Raise your hand if you hear that challenge. Tamika's not the only one. Y'all don't leave her hanging. Don't leave. Amen. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate it. Raise both of your hands, woman. Okay. So what happened once we found out we wasn't? Okay.
Suppose you disagree.
Okay.
I mean, last Sunday you said...
say?
Huh?
Last Sunday I said, when you asked them, say what?
Thank you.
How many of y'all had a challenge with that?
Yeah, but you said something
else before then. Oh, wait, what? She's going to break. She wrote it down, so she's going to bring me in remembrance. Shay, it's going to be against the law. Why?
So you said, you know, about... the type of person that you ask,
uh-huh,
and then you can go to the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm,
and ask the Holy Spirit, well, you know, Holy Spirit, is this truthful about me?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can let the Holy Spirit lead you from there.
Okay. All right.
So what if you just totally flat out disagree?
Okay. Then I would say it's a blind spot.
I never thought of myself as being selfish. I never thought of myself as being a selfish person.
Okay.
That I want to have my way all the time. That totally is, to me, was totally out of my character.
Okay.
So if that's a blind spot, then that's something that I need to work on, you know, being a selfish person.
Okay.
Because I never thought I was.
Okay. All right. Anybody else felt the same way? Who said you? Oh, yeah.
Okay. So with saying thank you afterwards, I had trouble with that because I really like to discuss things.
Uh-huh.
So I like to talk about stuff.
Okay.
So it was definitely hard.
Okay. So you wanted more information or you wanted to know how did they come up with that? What was... Okay. Yeah? How did they come up with...
Like examples too. Like okay. In what situation did I do this or not?
Okay. All right. Just because you needed more information or because...
I don't know why. I just like to do that.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. Ms. Ashley.
So
The question is, are we shocked by a blind spot because we believe we are perfect?
Okay.
I was shocked mine wasn't worse because I know I'm not perfect.
Okay. All right.
I think I have shared a lot in here about, I mean, I don't know, maybe a lot of the things that I've shared kind of doesn't make me look that good, okay. You know? And so I was surprised that mine wasn't worse.
Really? Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate God. So what's a healthy way to look at this? Wow. Person that I trust gave me information that I didn't see before. As that's being healed, then that's one other area I have victory in. I mean, that's a way to look at it. The way we process information. Y'all write this down. We had another meal with Curly and I mentoring people, and I got a revelation while I'm talking with them. And y'all want to write this one down. This is about your thought life. I see you, Claudia. You can have the right person, but create the wrong thoughts about the person, and they become the wrong person. Now, I'm gonna redo it again, okay? So take your time. You can have the right person. You've been believing God for the right person to come in your life. God sent them. You can have the right person, but create the wrong thoughts about that person, and that person becomes the wrong person. Remember I shared with you guys a few weeks ago, I said, when we push away the love that we don't feel we deserve, it's just another way of saying the same thing. So God can send the best thing into your life, and you can create wrong thoughts behind that good thing that's coming into your life. And then that becomes the wrong thing. And who changed it? We did. All right, Ms. Claude. Everybody got that? I need to repeat it again. Everybody got it? Claude?
Should we just go to someone that we really trust?
Yes.
Go to our so-called adversary.
I wouldn't go to your adversary. Because they've been waiting on you. They've been waiting on the opportunity. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all got any adversaries out there? They've been waiting. You go to them. Man, they're going to blast you, boy. Yeah. But you want to go to somebody where iron sharpens iron. Yeah. Oh, it's an altercation. Where is it? What's going on? Right here. Okay. Well, she's not selfish, so you ain't got to worry about it. Anyway, yeah. Who had the other hand? Did you have your hand up? Okay, good. Y'all got it? So, could we say the doc said that was shocking for her? Okay, all right, okay. Okay. Anybody else had trouble with this one? They were shocked by what they heard? Okay. Are we afraid if we accept the blind spot, that is one more thing we have to fix? How many feel like that? I know, Sharon, you had raised your hand earlier about that. But I'm standing here telling you, you don't have to fix it. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to fix it in us. Follow me? And he's going to do the work in us. Is that okay? Or are we disappointed that we didn't get a chance to fix it? Okay. If we didn't do the assignment at all, what blind spots do we have? But what's deeper than that? What would cause us not to follow direction? Huh? Might come your way. Okay, she's going to tell. Okay.
Because I didn't feel like hearing anybody say anything bad about me.
Okay, appreciate your honesty. All right, so what's deeper than that? Oh, dog, girl. You became a doctor. You just straight up. What else? She said you don't want to change. What else? Worth? Okay. Judgment? Trust, complacency, insecurity. Could pride be in there anywhere? Could arrogance? What's the? You look up arrogance, somebody else look up pride. Let's see what's the difference. What's the difference? Put me on pause. Between arrogance and pride.
an attitude of superiority manifested in an overbearing manner or in a presumptuous claim or assumptions.
Okay. All right, what's pride?
That pride.
Yes, ma'am.
For pride, I have a feeling or deep pleasure of satisfaction derived from one's own achievements.
Okay.
The achievements of those with whom one is closely associated.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So arrogance is more intense. Is that what y'all picked up? Okay. Audrey, are you right there? Put your hand on her, about her throat. And Ashley, Sharon, can you put your hand on her throat? And don't choke her, though. All right, so let's pray. Reach out your hand toward both of them. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just come against the spirit of infirmity that's trying to attach itself to Teresa and Ashley, and we just curse it at its roots. We say you have no right nor authority to put any sickness, disease upon them right now in Jesus' name, and we speak healing to it as they go home and rest. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you, as y'all go home and what?
Rest.
So the healing is attached to? All right, can y'all read this out loud? Read this out loud. Acceptance of exposed blind spots equal. How am I going to grow? So if somebody's sharing, I don't accept it. Will I grow? How come? Now they told me something that I didn't know. Go ahead, young lady.
Can't get healed what you don't acknowledge.
Go ahead. Oh, you threw it right back at me. Everybody got that? I played around with about 20 minutes. I said, acceptance of blind spots equal growth. I said, no, it don't, because they're not accepting the exposed blind spots. So Curly told me mine. I said, okay, thank you. What did I tell y'all to do? Doc rolled her eyes at me. She's going to go home to the beach. Okay. Oh, security. Okay. With backup security. Yes, ma'am.
So do I still need to ask a person? No?
What did the Holy Spirit tell
you? That I think I don't have one.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
So don't, I'm good.
That's good. Okay. You can't go no higher than him. All right, so everything that we do, you look at that as the blind spots, as God brings healing. So everybody got that? Psalms 19:12, Amplified. Who can understand his errors or omissions? What's an omission? You left it out. So can we leave things out like a blind spot? Acquit me of hidden, unconscious, and unintended flaws. Who are we asking to do that? I thought I had to fix it. What'd you say, Ufa? Go ahead, give her the mic. Acquit me of hidden, unconscious, unintended. So if we arrogant, we might didn't intend to be arrogant. If we prideful, boastful, we might didn't intend to be that way. If we angry, we might didn't intend to be that way. Instead of, okay, but let me go ahead.
Acquit makes me think of you've been accused.
Mm-hmm.
You are standing in judgment for whatever those unconscious or unintended faults are. So when God is acquitting us, we don't have to do anything. It's like going in and it's going in to be judged about something and then saying, well, we're going to throw this out.
Okay.
Because I'm God, you know.
Okay, yeah. God's going to throw it out. It's just like what happened when I said, do you want a new beginning? Was it a new beginning? What was it? New slate. So I'm entering into worship and praising, and before I know it, I'm doing like this. I said, Holy Spirit, what's going on with that? He said, this is the next direction. I want you to wipe the slate clean. Call him up, and I'm going to wipe the slate clean. So I just called him up, and he wiped the slate clean. We had a lot of stuff on his board, and I just jerked the page off of it, and what was behind it was a clean slate. Amen? Everybody's left arm okay? Anybody dealing with any left arm stuff? Left pain in the arm? Is that a question or left arm? Okay, well, come on up. Deliberated sin. Don't let them control me. Don't let that blind spot control me. Because once that earth, see, God takes us from glory to glory. Who takes us? God. They say, we take us? God. Say, who take us? God. Don't let them control me. Don't let that blind spot control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocence of great sin. He wants us free. See, his death, burial, and resurrection did away with guilt. But we the one bring guilt back into our relationship. Okay, so I'm going to stop right here. Amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.